experimental philosopher?
And systems theorist, yes. It's my profession.
Okay.
So
what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'm hoping that you might be able to engage me. Because in many different instances, what happens is I run into a common problem.
No man has been able to please you so far?
No, I don't think you've ever been able to please me. In this particular instance, I'm hoping that we could have an intelligent conversation where you're intellectually, you have intellectual integrity and you could deal with me at the full strength of
my argument. No Philbro I've ever talked to is capable of doing that. Because we have all the evidence and the Philbros know it. So they try to win on technicality by using a convoluted string of sentences and words.
So allow me to just falsify this. Easy.
Falsify
because it just
what?
Demonstrate your statement that you have all the evidence.
Yeah, we have all the evidence. If evolution is true, what would the evidence look like?
Sure. So according to quantum mechanics with the Schrodinger wave equation.
Nope, we're not talking about quantum mechanics. We're talking about evolution.
So, I know.
Is it dishonest to mix up scientific fields? Yes or no?
No. So in this particular...
The correct answer is yes. So you're 0 for 1 so far.
Actually, the only reason I'm 0 for 1 is because you mute me when I start giving an answer. I haven't given a single answer.
I muted you after you gave the incorrect answer.
No.
You're talking over me. So you interrupted me while I was talking, which is intellectually dishonest. So you're 0 for 2. I have to be able to tell the audience what the truth is, and you are committed to making that as difficult as possible. So yes, I will control your ability to speak. You have no power here.
You have no brains.
Correct. I have brain. Yeah, I only have one.
I do not have a plural
quantity of brain. You are correct. I do not have brains.
And Darwinism are...
We will not be talking about quantum mechanics
theories
at all.
Are exclusive.
Whether or not
you want to find out why,
whether or not quantum mechanics is true has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true, because we could in principle prove that evolution is true without knowing anything about quantum mechanics.
Contradiction in terms.
So if evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
So if evolution were true, we'd have evidence of the existence of space-time. But quantum mechanics falsified the...
Nope, so that's not how that works at all.
Quantum mechanics falsified space-time.
Quantum mechanics didn't falsify space-time at all.
How much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet?
Nothing. Which is to say all of your money.
All right, chicken shit. So here's the thing. If I could get that information...
all of your money on the table.
If I could get that, how much you want to bet?
None of your money? All of none of your money? Sure. Put all of none of your money on the table.
I got 150 grand in the bank. How much you want to bet?
All of none of your money that you don't.
Okay. So watch this. Quantum mechanics states that space-time must be observable in order for it to actually exist. But if no organisms ever appeared up until a certain moment, there could have been no space-time for the observer to actually collapse the wave function into actuality, which means that evolution is contingent on the collapse of its own wave function in order to observe, making it mutually exclusive with quantum mechanics. But because evolution as a physical process depends on quantum mechanical truths, and quantum mechanical truths are mutually exclusive with evolution as a natural celestic, it falsifies the mechanism, and you just lost the debate. How's it feel to lose?
I wouldn't know.
How's it feel to lose?
I wouldn't know.
How's it feel to lose? Oh, you lost? Oh, you lost in your own show. Oh, how's it feel to lose? How's it feel to fucking lose?
I will answer the question a third time, but I won't answer it. I will not answer it more than three times. I wouldn't know.
You lost. You lost. Oh, it's okay. You lost. It was easy, too. It was fucking easy.
Would you be able to restate everything you said?
Sure.
Do it slowly.
If evolution involves physical processes, and physical processes require... If evolution requires physical processes.
Yeah, and physical processes
require observers, then evolution requires observers. But if evolution requires observers, that's arguing in a circle, falsifying the theory. And you fucking lose. Ha, 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 you lost. You lost. You lost. Hey, you fucking lost. Oh, you lost. You lost.
Lost is a TV show, dude. Lost.
Bye. Good night. That was easy. Good night.
If it was easy, it would be called your mom. Oh, it left. Okay. If evolution involves physical processes and physical processes require observers, then evolution requires observers. But if evolution requires observers, that's circular and disproves the theory. Like, how is that supposed to actually be an argument for anything? And that really doesn't seem like what he was arguing the first time. That really long string. And I wasn't right. I should have written down the original thing that he said. But at best, what he said, it's like it wouldn't make it false. It's just like he's saying, oh, but you'd have to have meta knowledge about the thing in question, which evolution does not provide. But that doesn't make it false. well, I mean, okay, we'll leave it there, I guess.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Thing is, when the creation happened, and technically that both of those comes from the Catholic Church, right? So they did get it in wrong order, but I would say like Big Bang is fiction and creation is fact.
Okay, so this went in a different direction than I thought you were going. If you want to be a person who believes that almost 14 billion years ago, God created the universe, and that's why things look the way they look, then I don't really have too much to debate you with. But if you're one of these people that...
Not 14 billions. 60,000 years ago.
60,000 or 6,000?
60.
Okay.
So just like how...
Never heard anybody make that claim before. Okay, so yeah, that's just very obviously silly and false.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you think is silly and false.
Okay, well, let's test this out. How do you come to understand whether or not something... Let's say somebody has a book and it says whatever it says. How do we figure out whether or not what it says is true?
By knowing what's false, so we can compare the falseness with... say, I know that this is false and what you're saying is opposite of this falseness, so I know that by definition that it should be true.
Okay, so let's say I have a book. Let's say I have a book, and it says the United States is 4 miles wide. How do we figure out whether or not that's true?
Find out the false claim, right? So the truth claim is that it's 4 miles wide, right? So you figure out that it's not 4 miles wide, and so by definition, you'll know that they're lying.
So we just measure the width of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. If a book says that the universe is only 60,000 years old, how do we figure out if that's true or false?
By knowing time.
That's it?
Yeah, measuring time itself.
If the universe were only 60,000 years old, how far would light have been able to travel in that time?
Relatively, I don't know. It could have been billions of years, because stupidity knows no bounds.
Because what knows no bounds?
Stupidity.
Stupidity knows no bounds. How is that an answer to the question?
So you can make up any time you want, right? But at the end of the day, absolute time is only 60,000 years old.
Yeah, what makes you say that?
Relativity.
What makes you think that relativity supports the idea that first of all, there is no absolute time in relativity. So actually, we can actually stop right there. There's no absolute motion or time in relativity. That's why it's called relativity.
Not yet, because that's an incomplete theory.
Not yet?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I mean, Jesus has, like, what was born 2,000 years ago, so we do have time. But, you know, relativity, they did not, like Albert Einstein did not know, like, hey, he did not believe in Jesus, so like, who cares what he thinks?
Homie is on the cutting edge of science. I think the only cutting edge going on here is whatever chopped up the white powder. So I have no idea what the hell you're trying to say here. Relativity says that there is no such thing as absolute space or time or motion. So we have to do
it. Was found by anyways, a Jew.
Let me go back a little bit earlier. If the universe is 60,000 years old, then 60,000 light years is the only acceptable answer for how far we should. Well, no, it can be more than that. I'm sorry, because of early inflation. But so, for example, the universe is billions of years old, and we can see for billions of light years, the whole point is you can't see less than that. I suppose
uncertainty principles makes it so that you cannot capture the how much light has traveled or how much that light.
Okay, well that's the case for the United States too. So we actually can't know. I mean you can measure it to be over 3,000 miles, but you don't know that measurement's actually true because of time dilation and length contraction. With relativistic effects, that can happen. So,
yeah, you are right. We cannot be sure. So you
I tried to be as stupid as possible. I tried to be as stupid as possible with an overlying sprinkling of scientific wording, and you agreed with me. So, oh, now what do we do?
Yeah, because 4 miles is relative too. It's not absolute, right? So you have to agree on what 4 mile is.
Yeah.
First, before you claim that it's 4 miles, your 4 miles could as well be like 500 kilometers. Yeah.
So scientists measure the age of the universe and they always get billions of years because they find distances like billions of light years. And they're very aware of the stuff you're saying, but they absolutely do not agree that in any way this supports a 60,000-year-old universe. So what do you say in response?
Because they measure in seconds. Because, for example, if kilosecond was second, then we'd have 60,000 years. But then again, like the gigahertz, right? If you think 1 gigahertz is 1 hertz, relatively.
Why are you saying these words? Why are you saying if a second is 1,000 seconds?
Because we measure everything in milliseconds right now and convert that to seconds because our eyes
nobody
is
does
better
that.
Equipped to measure seconds and not milliseconds.
Nobody but does I mean, like, that. Literally nobody does that.
Our eyes literally has to frame every scene that you see. So yes,
literally
it has
nobody
to do
does
it
what
you
just
you.
Said.
Yeah, because we figured out the second before we figured out... milliseconds, right? So
nobody measures the distance galaxies are in light years in milliseconds. Nobody has ever done that.
But you measure the light which hits you in picoseconds, technically, not milliseconds.
Jesus
either.
Fucking Christ.
And you have to find out you have to make equipment that is like picoseconds, which is
Stop. Mm-hmm. Are you single?
Yeah.
Thank fucking God. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.